is Mishnayis Maisrois, Perek Dalet, Mishne Gimel. Ha'anoytel zeisir min ha'maton. If somebody takes some olives out of the maton, that's the kli that you put the olives like to become softened in order to be able to squeeze out the oil. So if you take zeisim out of this kli, is tevel echad echad melech. You let it take one at a time and dip it into salt, and the echlan you can eat it. That's called an achilas arvai still. It's not hook full of mice yet. You could take one at a time and eat it without taking off trumas and maisus. What about though in molach v'nosin l'fon of chayif? Let's say though you first took a few of them and you salted them together and they're in front of you. Now it's chayif to take off trumas and maisus before you go to eat it. Since it's like a tzirafil like we had before, that's kavas l'maisa. Rabbi Eliezer Amir Lezer says, min ha'mo'aton ha'tor chayif. If you take out olives from this mo'aton, this kli again, that you're putting all the olives into it, but it's tor, then when you take out this chayif, to take off trumas and maisus first. Or min ha'tomei, but let's say the kli itself was tomei, all the olives inside it was tomei, then potter. Then even though you take a few out, still it's potter, you're allowed to eat it without taking off trumas and maisus. Why? What's the difference? Mifnei shehu machzir es ha'maisur. Because you're allowed to put back the leftovers, what you took off. In other words, if the kli inside is tomei, so what you take out now, most probably you make it tomei. So therefore, if what's inside is also tomei, you could return it. So therefore, it's not called nachilas kfa. Mashenkin in the ratio, though, where the kli is still tor, so now when you take out some olives, most probably they become tomei. Therefore, you cannot return it back into the kli. So therefore, it's called nachilas kfa. You can't eat it before you take off first trumas and maisrus.
Mishnah Dalet. Shoisim al hagas. You're allowed to drink wine from the gas. That's the vat where you first make the wine. So, bein al hachamin, bein al tzoinin. Whether you're pouring the wine into something hot, or you're pouring the wine into something that's cold. Still, it's potter milasim, taking off trumas and maisus first. And the Gemara in Shabbos is Mashma, we're talking about now, where you put inside here, machnis sham reisha rubai. Like most of your body is going inside the gas or on top of the vat, therefore it's only called nachilas arai. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik Mechayif. He says no, that you have to first take off your trumas and maisus. And some say that pshat is goes to segzera, that maybe you'll take it outside the gas. Or else some say the pshat from Lozadik is that since you're mozak, since you pour it into either cold water or hot water, that's called kvas lemaiser, therefore you can't eat it without first taking off trumas and maisers. However, the chachom loim and the chom say like this, al hachamin chayiv. If you poured the water into hot water now, so now the leftover of it you can't pour back because hot will ruin the wine. Therefore, it's called like a kfa, yechayiv in trumas and maisus. If you only mix the wine into cold water, since the leftover you could still return into the vat, therefore you pot. That's called nechilas arei. Mishnah Hey. Ha-mekalev sarim. If somebody is like peeling off the barley, you're taking off the outer shell of the barley. Is mekalev achas achas v'yechel. If you peel off one at a time, you're allowed to eat it. And you're not mechuyev in trumas and maisus nechilas arei. V'yim kilev v'nosnal tech yodei. Let's say you peel off a few pieces of barley and you put it into your hand and now you go to eat it. But since it's a tziruf ready, then you chayev with trumas and maisus. Ha'moylel melilois shachitim. If somebody's rubbing off the stalks of wheat, like in order to get the shaft off the kernel of wheat itself, so minape miyad liyad v'yechil. You'll have to like throw it from one hand to another hand and eat it. In other words, this is the way you want the shaft to fall off. You throw it from one hand to another hand. So that's called an achilas arai. Therefore, you put it from trumas and maisus. What about the nipo v'nosno techeikoi chayiv? Let's say you cleaned off a few kernels and you put it into your into your lap, and now you go to eat from it. That's called an achilas kfar ready. Therefore, you mechuyev in trumas and maisus first. Now, kuzbor shezor lezera. If you grew this type of a plant in order for the seeds,
So then the locher is Yiroka Potter. If you eat the grass that grows on top of it, the green that grows on top of it, since that's only a tofel, that's not the main purpose, therefore you're Potter from Trumas Amaisus. What about Zorul Yorik? Let's say you planted this Hamanas to eat the leaves, the grass, the green that grows on top. Then Misaseres Zerav Yorik. Then you have to take off Truma both from the Zerah first and from the Yorik and from the leaves.
Because the Zerah itself, the seed, is always Choshev. And here, since you're planting it also for the Yorik, therefore both is called Choshev, you have to take off Truma Samaisros from both of them. Now Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hasheves, that saw something that grow for spices, and it has flowers on it also, it has like a golden flowers on it. So Misar Seres, Zera V'yorak V'zirin. You have to take off Truma Samaisras from the Zera, the seed, from the Yorakos, from the leaves that grow off it, whose reason, that's also something they eat from it. That small condom, small reeds that grow on it, also they eat it. You don't have to take off Maisa from the seeds and from the yorok, from the greens, the vegetables that grow up. Scholim, that's different type of vegetables. Viagagril, some says type of mustard seeds. The Chum hold only these two types of minim, the etzek of Trumas Samaisos from the seeds and from the rokos, in the case we are planting it only for the seeds. Mishnevov, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Tomorrow's Shel Tilton and Vishel Chargol and Vishel Pul Halovon is Chayavas Pemaisa. Shimon Gamliel holds that tomorrow, some says the soft leaves that grow on the Tilton, or else on the chardel, on the mustard, or else on the pulalovin, small beans, white beans, it's also something that's edible that you have to take off Trumas Maisis from it. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hatzlof, that's a special type of a tree, that a caper tree that gives off four types of fruits, is Misaser Tomorrow's, you have to take off Truma from this Tomorrow's, from the soft leaves, the Evyonis, the Kafras. The Evyonis, that's the tree itself. And Bekafras, that's the shell around it. Rabbi Akiva Roima, Amisasar Ela of Yonis. Now you only have to take off Trumas Amaisos from the fruit itself. Mepnei Shein Pri, because that's the main part of the Pri. However, just the shell around it, that you don't have to take off Trumas Amaisos. And then what Dini holds from the leaf also, you don't have to take off Trumas Amaisos. You're up to Perikei. Ha'iker shesolim mitoch shaloi. If you uproot shesolim, that's like young growths, let's say young tree, from your own chotzer, v'noitel toch shaloi, and you plant it again in your own chotzer. So locher is potter. Like even though on these leaves, these branches, there were fruits, and even though you brought it through your chotzer, still it's not kavas l'maiser, since you don't have intentions of eating it, but rather to replant it, that's not called the chotzeres kavas lemaisa. It's only kavas lemaisa peres shenigmer malachton, that you finished with them. But here it's not called you finished with these peres, because you still want to replant them like. What about lokach b'mechub lekaker is potter? If you buy, let's say, you buy these young growths, these young trees, when they're still attached to the ground, so potter from taking off meiser, even though we have before mekach when you buy something, that's kavas lemeiser, but it's not kavai lemeiser when it's mechuber, when it's still attached. But if you would buy it when it's tolish, when it's detached, then even though it's not nigmar malachton, still it will be chayi b'meiser. That's the Mishnah saying that lokach b'mechuber lekaker is potter. What about lokat lishlech lechaveroi? You collected a few fruits, you took off, or else you look at, you collected the shesilim, these young growths, and your kavana was to send it to your friend for matana, also you put them taken off Trumas Amaisos. That since here it's not nigma malachton yet, therefore you put them. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azaya Oimer, Im yesh kayotze behem nimkorim bashuk, harei elu chayovim. If people sell these type of shesilim, people sell these type of young trees in the shuk, so then if you pick it off,
Almanach to send it to Yechaver, then Yechayev and Maisers. Because that's considered Nigma Malachton. Since that's the way people sell it like this, therefore it's Kavas Lamaiser, Yechayev, you can't eat it before you first take off your Trumas and Maisers. Mishnah Beis. Ho'iker Lefes Utsunoynes Miter Shaloi. If you pick off Lefes, the turnips, or Tsunoynes, radishes, from your own field, and you want to replant it again in your own fields for the purpose of having the seed of it, that the seed should grow, is chayiv. You chayiv take off truma semaisus before you taste it. But since you don't plan to replant it, amanas lachila, only for zriya, therefore it's called a chayiv, it's called nigma malachton. Like it says, mefnei shu gornon, because this is the ikar of the pre. Like this is the when you first uprooted it, that's the garnum, that's the finishing, the gemar malacha of this pre, because afterwards you just plan to plant it to have seeds from it. So therefore right now already it's mechuyev trumas amaisus. Pitzolim, if you have onions, mishesh rishu ba'aliyo.
When you like put the al, you put the leaves inside the ground, so then toru malatame, if it was tame from before, now becomes tor. This is also called like you planted it in the ground, when it becomes mechuba lekarka, the tumah goes off it. What about noflo alehem mapolis? Let's say like a wall came tumbling down, fell on top of them. Fehei megulim, but you can still see the top of the onions. Harei elukin etuyim basoda. That's also is considered like it's planted in the field, and it's also considered like it's mechuba lekarka, also that the tumah would go off from it. Mishnah Gimel, lo yimcher odom es peirosov mishabol yoynes hamaisros. When your peiros become already mechuyev and trumas hamaisros, when already was a viyashlish, lemi she'en oynemer al hamaisros. You should not sell it to somebody that you're afraid he may not take off trumas hamaisros. Like if you have lifna ivor, so therefore don't sell him these fruits until maybe you yourself first take off the trumas hamaisros. For loy bashriyis. Lemishu choshed ala shvius, and on shvius also you cannot sell your fruits or give it to somebody else if the person is not makba to be noy with it with the kedushas of shvius. V'yim bichru noy teles habakarus omoicheres hashor. That means v'yim bichru. Let's say some of the fruits became already ripe at the chuyv and trumas amaisus, and some not. So the noy teles habakarus, you have to take away the first ones that grew fast and keep it for yourself. But the rest of the fruits are not a gear of the oinus and maestros that you could sell to a person even though he's not makbid in trumas and maestros. Because there's no lifna ivor, because those pears are not mechuyev yet in trumas and maestros. Mishnah Dalet. Lo yimcher odom es tivnoi v'yes giftoi v'yes zagov l'mi she'eino nemen ala maestros. That means a person should not sell tivnoi. Tivnu means that's the shibolim, that's the stalks that you're already threshed on, but still some garinim, still some kernels of tfu are still in there. And the same thing via giftoi, that's the pseudo, the bad part, the leftover part of your olives after you had them squashed out. Via zagov, that's the pseudo of the grapes, that's also something still left even after you squashed it out for the gas, for its wine. So these things you should not sell for somebody that's not makbar on maisers. But if the person plans to take out the rest of the juice from it, so therefore it's mechuyev and maisros. So therefore you shouldn't sell it to somebody that's not makbar on maisros. Let's say you yourself take out the rest of these juices of the olives or of the grapes, is chayev and maisros. You should know maisros, you still have to take off from it. It's still mechuyev and maisros. However, potter menat truma, but truma you potter to take off from this separately. Why? Shehat teirim, because when you first took off truma from these grapes or from these olives, believe by al hakutoyim v'al hatzdodim v'yamasha b'techat heaven. A person metchil has kavonim is taking off this truma like a mashu helps with the rice. Any little bit you take off helps everything. So you have in mind at the beginning when you took off the truma from these olives, not only from the olives that you can eat, but even from the end product that's going to be squashed at the end, you also add kavanah on that and on the grapes. Therefore, for truma, you potter. You only have to take off just a maaser. Mishnah Hei.
Halakeach Sode Yorek Besuria. Somebody buys a field, a vegetable field in Syria. So it depends. Imat Shaloi Bol Yoynes HaMaisros Chayiv. If it didn't come to the Yoynes HaMaisros yet, if the Yisroel, no, the Yisroel bought it off a guy. And he bought it off a guy before it grew a third. So it came out that it grew a third in the hand of the Yisroel. Therefore, the Yisroel is Chayiv HaMaisros. Because at the time when the fruits became Mechuyiv and Trumas HaMaisros, it belonged to a Jew. What about Umisha Bol Yoynes HaMaisros? Let's say you bought it after it grew already a third. And then Potter, since it grew by a guy, so you Potter from Trumas HaMaisros. V'loikeid kedarka v'hoylech. Therefore, you could take off that even what grows now, B'shusay Yisrael, still is Potter from Trumas HaMaisros. Since at the beginning, when the Chiyuv was first Chal, it was Chal by a guy, you Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af yiskor poyalim v'yukut. You can even hire workers to work for you to pull off the fruits, the vegetables. Like, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe some people will say that this person is not makbid on Trumas HaMaisros. Like, they won't see you taking it off. Still, you don't have to be afraid. Since me'ikir adin, you're not mechuyiv. Since you bought it off a guy, and at the time you bought it off the guy, it was already a third grown. Therefore, you don't have to worry what people will say. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. When was this said? Bisman shekona karka. If you buy the karka with the vegetables off the guy, avu bisman shlekona karka. But if you don't buy the karka, the property, only the vegetables, is iman shleibol yoynes hamaisrois potter. Even if you bought it before it came yoynes maisrois, also you potter. Because the maister, when it grows later, it's still growing on the karka on the field of the guy. You didn't buy the karka; you only bought the peris. So the peris are still growing on the goyish karka, therefore you put from Trumas HaMaisros. Rabbi says, Af lefi cheshbein. In other words, Rabbi is coming to argue on the Tanakama, that in the case, let's say you bought these peris, the field, off the goy, after it grew a third already. So therefore we said, you put from Trumas HaMaisros, before we had even what grows later. Rabbi says no, Aflifi Cheshbon means what grows later after the Yisroel bought it. On his Cheshbon, he still has to take off Trumas HaMaisros. Yemishnevov. Hamesameid. The Sameid, that's a type of a wine that you make by pouring water over the sediments of the wine. Pouring water over the Chatzanim, the Zagim, the pits and the shells of the grapes. So now, Venosa Mayim Bamida, Umotzikadei Midosai. Let's say you threw over it, let's say, 3 glasses of water, and what came out from it was also 3 glasses of water. So we say, Potter, that does not make it into Yayin, it does not make it into a pre that's Mechuyiv and Trumas HaMaisros, says Potter. Rabbi Yehuda says no, even though the exact amount that you put in came out, still will say some of the water got soaked into the grapes, into the Chatzan of Zagim, and what came out was the wine. Therefore, you have to take off Trumas HaMaisros. Let's say you put in 3 glasses of water, and what came out now was 4 glasses of water. So for sure, some of the grapes gave off. There's wine involved. So in that, you have to take off Trumas HaMaisros. You take off the Trumas HaMaisros from someplace else, from other wine that's pure tevel on this cheshbon. Like you have the cheshbon here of 1/4 of it is Truma, so you have to take off for a cheshbon someplace else the part of this 1/4 to take off is Trumas HaMaisros. Mishnah Zayin. Churei Hanamolam. That's ant holes. If you have a hole that the ants made, Shelonu, that the ants like stayed overnight. Bitzad Harema Chayevis. Next to a Rema, a bundle, let's say, of wheat, of Tfuah, that's Mechuyiv and Trumas HaMaisros. And now you find some wheat in this hole of the ants. So the lachar is harei lo chayavim. They're also mechuyiv those two in Trumas HaMaisros. She yedu because we know shemidover hagomer hoyigurim kolalayla, because the ants were like schlepping from the arema that was mechuyiv in Trumas HaMaisros into their hole. So therefore, whatever you find inside the hole is also mechuyiv in Trumas HaMaisros. Yemishneches shum bal bechi. This type of a shum, of garlic, that comes from the place of Baal Bechi. There's a special place that's in Chutz Loretz. We also bought Shal Richba. A type of an onion also comes from the place Richba. Kitzel is a special type of fruits or vegetables that we know for sure came from Chutz Loretz. Therefore, it's potter from Trumas and Maisers. The same thing with grease in HaKilikokin, grease in these type of beans that came from Klikokin, for HaDoshim, HaMitzrius, and Mitzrayim, lentils. We have Yimeiram Ramey adds on to this and says, Av HaKarkos, even the carcass also, type of something that grows in Chutzlitz, type of a cabbage that grows outside Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi says, Av HaKotnim, even kotnim, also type of lentils, it also grows outside Eretz Yisrael, is pturim in a maisros. These things are all potem in a maisros, and therefore v'nokolchem ikolotem b'shrius. You can buy it from anybody on shrius, because it does not grow in Eretz Yisrael. It does not have the kedushas shrius. Zera luf helyen. Let's say the seed of a luf. A luf is a type of an onion of the leaves. Real zera kareish kareishen. The seeds of kareishen. That's also chotzim. Or zera betzolim, the seeds of onions. Zera lefes, the seeds of turnips, otznoimus, and radishes. Usho zera negina, another type of seeds that you plant with. Shenem necholim, that are not edible. The way they are, they're not edible. It's only the fruit that grows from it. But they themselves are not edible. Halacha is pturin min ha-maisros. It's potter min ha-maisros. Because it's not edible. Fin ukolchem likolodim b'shrius. You can buy from anybody on shrius. Shafal pi shaviyim truma, even though the fruits, the vegetables that came from those are mechuyev in truma samaisus, but hare elu yeyochlu. Like still hare elu yeyochlu means these you'll not eat because they're the seeds, and that's like called like gedule truma is truma. It's only on something that's edible, but here it's something that's not edible. The seeds, therefore, it's muti. Therefore, you don't have to take off truma samaisus. Since these seeds are not edible, therefore it's part of Trumas HaMaisros. Alright, Slikul Masechta HaMaisros. Now Mr. Shem will start Masechta HaMaisros Sheini. Yeah, Perek Aleph, Mishin Aleph. Maisa Sheini. Now we hold Maisa Sheini has Kedusha to it, and therefore certain things you can't do. Now we know Maisa Sheini is that if you take off Truma Gedolah, then you take off 1/10 of what's left over, that's called Maisa Rishon, and then you take off 1/10 of what's left over, that's called Maisa Sheini, which we take the first and the second year after Shemitah, and then the third year we know is Maisa Oni, then the fourth and fifth year again we take off Maisa Sheini, and then the sixth year again we take off Maisa Oni. Yaakov upon him on the second and third and the fourth and fifth when we noyig Maisa Sheini. So the locher is Maisa Sheini ein moichra noisai. You're not allowed to sell the peiros of Maisa Sheini. A Yisrael that has peiros that grew in Eretz Yisrael, after he was mafreshit to be Maisa Sheini, you're not allowed to stam sell it to somebody else. That's not noy kedusha. That's not the way it's supposed to be noy kedusha. If you want, you could be poiderit. You could take these peiros and like put the kedusha into money to be able to just take the money up to Yerushalayim. Because the locher is maisa sheni, you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim. So if it's too hard for you to carry up the peiros to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be poiderit onto money and just take the money, and then there you buy food and eat it in Yerushalayim. But if you do not want to be poiderit, you just want to sell the maisa sheni, that you're not allowed to. That's what the Mishnah says, ein moicher noisai, v'ein memashkin noisai. We can't take it for a pledge. If you owe somebody money and the malva wants to come and take a mashkin from you, or Bezdin wants to take away your mashkin, a pledge for the loan, we're not allowed to take payers of maisa sheni. V'ein machlif noisai, you can't exchange it. You can't say, I'll give you Paris of Maisa Sheni to take to Yerushalayim, and instead I'll take a Paris Chula instead. I can't make an exchange. Like, here's a pound of apples of Maisa Sheni that you take to Yerushalayim, and instead you give me back a pound of apples of Chulin just on a Chalipin to exchange it. That's not nice. That you know what to do. For Loi Sheiklin Kinegdoi, you can't weigh out with it. Like, you can't put the Paris of Maisa Sheni on a scale to weigh, to use it for weight. And somebody should not say to his friend in Yerushalayim, Helach yayin v'teili shemen. Here, you take this wine and give me shemen. It means, even in Yerushalayim, it's also lahachlif. You take yayin v'shemen, even though both of them are maisa sheni, but you're not allowed to make an exchange and say, you take this and I'll take this back. That's not noig b'kedusha. That's not the way it's supposed to be noig with the kedusha of Maaseh Sheni. When you have your Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, you're supposed to eat it yourself, or else you can give it to a matnas chinam chsunsi, but not to make an exchange. That's called you can't say heilach yayin v'tein li shemen. V'chein shah kol ha-peris. The same thing that applies with all the peris. It's also to be machlif. That means afilu peris that are chayovim the maisrois, and even though it's only with the rabbonin, because midiraisa it's only on dog and tirish for yitzar, still you have the same halacha, you can't exchange. Avol noisnin ze leze matnas chinam. But if you want to give your friend a present, a matnas chinam, like for a free present, in other words, you have too much maaseh sheni in Yerushalayim, and you know for you yourself you won't be able to eat it, so then of course you're allowed to give your friend, like to invite him over and give him to eat from the maaseh sheni. That's nothing wrong. That's called a matnas chinam, a free present, that you're allowed to give away of maaseh sheni. Mishnah Beis. Maisa behema, there's another loch of maisa behema. We know if you have 10, when you have 10 new behemas grown, born to you that year, so the 10th one, like you have to bring them through the corral, and the 10th one, that's called maisa behema, it has a loch of a korban on it. So the loch is maisa behema is ein moichra noisoi tomim chai. You're not allowed to sell it when it's a tam, and when it's alive, you can't sell it. Well, it doesn't have a mum yet. And this taka with dashim sukkum like this that you can't sell it, and the same thing v'loy balmum chay v'shochet. The same thing, even if it becomes a balmum and it's alive, or else even after you made a shchiter on it, still the locher is ma'isa beim not let it sell. In the Gemara b'chor with dashim, a posik that says shenem it says by ma'isa beima lo yigoyel. And v'nerem becherim ach kol cherim ashiachri mishlashem v'shabidotam v'bheimu maseh mechzoz lo yimocha v'lo yigoyel. So by cherim it says lo yimocha, so learn out one from the other that you're not allowed to sell. Maise b'heimu, you're not allowed to sell. V'yein mekadshim bo hu isha. You can't be mekadshim isha either with this maise b'heimu. Because being mekadesh and isha, that's also considered like a mechira. It's also considered like you're buying, and you're not allowed to buy with maisa behema. Then the Mishnah says habchor. What about a b'chor behema? That's a b'chor that also has kedusha, or b'chor behema tohira. So aloch is moichra noisai tomim chai. That a kohen is allowed to sell it if it's a tam, even though it has kedusha's b'chor on it. You're allowed to sell it when it's alive. When a b'chor becomes a balmum, then it's mamish like mum and kayin, therefore he's allowed to sell it, whether it's chay, whether it's shochet. The same thing, a kayin is allowed to be mekadesh nisha with it. Just like he could sell it, he's allowed to be mekadesh nisha with the b'chor. Now, ein mechallin maise sheni ala siman. When you have these payers of maise sheni, let's say outside Yerushalayim, and you want to be poider it onto money, to be able to take the money up to Yerushalayim, so Torah says, loshen of a tzarto hakesa b'yadecho, that you have to have a matabeya shel tzura, it has to have a form like on the coin. And an asimon means a flat coin without a tzu, without a picture on it. So you can't be mechalel maisi sheni al asimon. For lo yala madbeya sheni yaitzai. Same thing. You can't be mechalel maisi sheni on a madbeya that's not yaitzai. It's not the currency where you are. If you can't receive for it, so therefore you can't be mechalel. It's not called money. The pasuk says when asato hakesef. That has to be kesef roy to be used, that you can use it for currency. But a matbeah that can't be used for currency, that's no good. The same thing, you can't be mechala maisi sheni and money that you don't have in your rishus right now. Let's say the money fell into the yam, that you don't have it right now. Even though you could get it out, but since right now you don't have it, it's not called b'shusa, you can't be paid the maaseh sheni on such money. Mishnah Gimel. Halakeach behema lezivchei shlomim. Let's say again you have your money that you already paid the maaseh sheni onto, and now you bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and with this money you want to buy a behema to bring a korban shlomim with it. Which is a nice thing to do, which most of the money of Maaseh Sheni is done for this. Or else, oichaya libsa taiva. First time you want to spend the money to buy a chaya, to buy, let's say, like a tzvi, a deer, just to be able to eat it, to shechted l'shem chulin, not to bring it for carbon, but to eat it. So the lacha is yotza or lachulin. When you buy the animal now with this money of maisa sheni, even though the maisa could only eat the meat, the skin you cannot eat, but the skin is yotza l'chulin, like you do not have to sell the skin, and with the money still be naiv like kedushas maisa sheni, and buy food for the skin. No, the skin is like a tuffle to the meat, and therefore since the money was spent for the meat, it's yotza l'chulin. Even though sometimes the skin can be worth even more than the meat. But since that's the normal way when you buy an animal, so therefore the skin also goes out. What about kada yain stumais? You buy a closed barrel of wine. Now mokam shadakin limocha stumais, and that's the way.
Alright, turn over.
Spend the money more. This Maisa Sheni was...